Hey everyone, Al from Hoverfly. I'm recording a series of videos on how to put a quadcopter together using our Hoverfly Pro Board. So what you see in front of you is the basic parts of a quadcopter. So I'll describe a few of these. Essentially, you're going to need a frame, which typically consists of some bars or some kind of material that's going to form the booms. You're going to need four booms, and they're going to need to be connected together somehow to form a plus or X configuration quadcopter. Then you're going to need some plates, which I've made these. These are eighth inch aluminum, and these plates hold the bars in the square configuration, and they give you a surface or a platform to mount all of your electronics on. It's always good to have something for your quadcopter to land on. These are just some T-Rex 600, I think, landing gear, a couple of dollars. They're going to mount on the bottom of the mounting plates, and that'll provide something for my quad to land on. That's the basic frame. Other things that you're going to need are, you're going to need four motors, and I'm not going to go into detail in the videos about what motor and propeller to choose, because there's a wealth of information on the RC Group's forums. So I'll leave you with this one tip, and that's that in general, you want to have about twice as much thrust as your whole quadcopter is going to weigh. So if it's going to weigh 10 pounds, you're going to need at least 20 pounds of thrust. And that's to give the controller, the flight controller, enough control authority to be able to keep your quadcopter stable, but also be able to fly and maneuver the way that you want to do it. So I won't go into detail on the kinds of motors and props. You should do a little research. Most motors, when you go to the specification sheet, will list different propellers and approximately how much thrust they can generate. So if a motor like this generates 5 pounds of thrust, well, four of these is going to generate about 20 pounds of thrust. So that'll work out about right for us. I will talk about how I connectorize these in a little bit later in the video. Then what I call a power system, you're going to need four speed controllers. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 of these guys. You're going to need a power harness, and this you're going to have to build. And I will have a video showing you how I put this together. That's all connected to a lithium polymer battery. This is a 4400 milliamp hour battery. Pretty typical for a quad this size. And then there's some extra parts here. You're going to need a dome to protect everything with. And then there's some extra parts in here, and I'll explain what those are as I build this. So in this series of videos, I'm going to go from these parts to a full quad, and then we'll go outside and we'll fly it, and I'll show you how to tune the gain and how to get it in the air. And as you can see, I've already built this quad and made sure that all the parts fit. That's the hardest part for you, is building your frame and getting your quadcopter together. As far as connecting everything together once it has the connectors on it and programming the flight controller and getting it to do what you want, that part's relatively easy, and I think you'll see that in the video. So we're going to change the view now and in the second video, and I'm going to build the frame.